So this is an introduction to the Tonglen practice of giving and receiving. And Joan Halifax has written much about this, and she talks about this as a practice of great mercy, where we develop compassion and our ability to be present for our own suffering and the suffering of others. And it's also a practice of great kindness that opens up our whole being to the overwhelming presence of suffering and our strength and willingness to shift from alienation into compassion through the energy of mercy and the cultivation of openness. All of these are practices that have to be practiced regularly. And she writes that Tonglen is one of the richest and bravest practices we can do. And she said, in doing all of these different practices she teaches, she's been told again that this one practice has helped many people immeasurably, just when they practice it regularly and attending to their own fears around pain and suffering and dying and loss and all the myriad of losses we experience throughout the day. And it gives them a real basis for joining in compassion and mercy and equanimity. And it's really not about outcome. It's one that's really cultivating the natural mercy that lives inside of ourselves. When we aren't collapsed into our own suffering, we begin with this practice of the heart, and it's committed to helping others and to working openly with our own situation. You know, it's not about codependence, or it's not about withholding and boundaries and all of those kinds of things. Those things are, you know, psychological understandings. This is something deeper. This is actually relating with kindness towards our own suffering, our rage, our helplessness, our frustration, our bitterness, our fear. And this practice of sending and receiving helps us get in touch with the obstacles that prevent us from understanding and caring. So often we project that onto others, but so much of this practice is through our own experience with suffering and developing the atmosphere of openness towards it, like welcome to the human race. We can begin to accept and be with others and ourselves in a more open, kind, and understanding way, where our own difficult personal experiences then become the bridge that leads us to compassion and to giving no fear. In order to give no fear and add no more fear, you know, less fear into the field, we have to first relate to our own suffering, our own rage and our helplessness and doubt, instead of pushing it away. And gentle loving kindness towards ourselves is what it takes to be present to our own suffering, without trying to change it, without trying to fix it, without trying to improve. Rather than we are present, and with the Enneagram, where we can look at our subtype behaviors, you know, those instincts where our Enneagram passions get channeled, we can start to see our own particular brand of suffering without building big narratives about it. The practice of mindful meditation, in which we watch the ebb and flow of mental activities, a good way to cultivate this ability. That mental weather goes through changes. It's staying with our experience in foul weather and clear skies. You probably have already noticed, you know, the feeling that you had 5 minutes ago has changed. And the feeling we're having today may be different than the one tomorrow. And so seeing how this mental weather goes through so many changes, it helps us see more deeply into the nature of suffering. And the practice of giving and receiving develops our ability to be present for suffering and offers us a way to cultivate natural mercy. And it trains us to the energy of loving kindness. And it asks us to invite suffering into our being and let it break open the armor of our heart, where there's a tender spaciousness that arises when we awaken selfless warmth and compassion. We cannot help but send our loving and kindness to the one who's suffering, be it others or ourselves. And the basis of this practice is really saying, okay, suffering exists and we can be free of it. And we discover this through our own witnessing and our own observation. So we can feel like when I sit with a dying person, I can see into myself and my suffering and my experience. But I also have to recognize I'm part of something larger. It's bigger than suffering. I must look from a heart that's bigger, that includes everything, including freedom from suffering. It's all right there. And can I see the person who's dying and their suffering and their big heart as well? Can I see their true nature and who they really are deeper than the story? So when you do this meditation, you simply sit in the meditation posture. You could relax in a chair or lie down and gently close your eyes and let your body and mind settle. And you want to feel relaxed and open. And you can say this prayer or a prayer of your choice, but it's having recognized the futility of my selfishness and the great benefit of loving others. May I bring all beings to joy. May I send all my virtues and happiness to others through the strength of my practice. And may I receive the suffering, obstacles, and defilements of all motherly beings in all realms. So you begin by breathing in whatever you're feeling, okay? Because that's a very optimal ideal. So we have to be present to what is rather than escaping to the ideal. So breathing in what you're feeling, fear or agitation and anger, and on the exhalation, breathing out well-being. You clear your mind by bringing awareness to what's agitating you and just welcome it. Breathe into it. Welcome it with kindness for yourself. And then as you exhale, give yourself some spaciousness. And once you feel settled, you can begin the second stage of the practice, which is to start establishing a rhythm of breathing. And on your in-breath, imagine you're inhaling hot and heavy air, and on the out-breath, exhaling cool and light air. Continue this pattern, breathing in heaviness and breathing out lightness until it's familiar to you. The heaviness is suffering, and the lightness is well-being. And depending on your type structure and your culture and your family of origin, that's going to be different for each one of us. What is heaviness is different to you than what is heavy to me. And lightness is different to you and different to me, but they're similar energetics. They feel similar on the inside. And now imagine that you're breathing through all the pores of your body. On the in-breath, heavy, hot air enters every pore. And on the out-breath, cool light flows from every pore. And then you can visualize a metal sheath around your heart, and that's everything about you that's difficult for you to accept. Your self-importance and your selfishness and your self-cherishing and your self-pity. And we all have this band of fear that hardens our heart. And the practice invites you to dissolve this mental sheath and open your heart to its natural, non-judgmental state of warmth and kindness and spaciousness. You can do this by visualizing the metal sheath breaking apart when the in-breath of suffering touches it. When the heart opens, the hot, heavy air vanishes into vast space, and what arises is natural mercy. It's this quality of the unarmored heart that allows you to be with suffering and at the same time see beneath suffering. And the reason you're doing this practice is that you are suffering, others are suffering, and you wish with all your heart that all beings could be free from suffering. And this wish needs to be specific, personal, and sincere. It really helps to touch to in with a being or an event that evokes this wish. It could be someone you're really struggling with, or someone you love deeply who is suffering. Or it could be someone you feel neutral about. I remember doing this with my butcher. They didn't know it, but I was doing Tonglen with them almost daily. And it so shifted how I would walk into the butcher shop, a real neutral person, to start opening my heart to someone out there who I don't have a real attachment to except for the dailiness of, you know, going to the butcher. So you bring to your mind some being, dead or alive, with whom you feel a connection, a parent, a child, a pet, your grandmother, your friend, your teacher, someone who's suffering. You do anything to help this one and be with this one and feel what they're experiencing. And notice your type. Like for a 9, you could see yourself merging. For a 4, you could really take this on. Take on this suffering. That's not the practice. What you want to simply be with this one, feel what they're experiencing. Let your being turn towards their suffering and your wish that it might be relieved. See how vulnerable they are. And visualize the suffering of this person you care about as polluted hot smoke and breathe it in through your entire body. And the instant that in-breath of suffering touches the metal sheath of self-centeredness around your heart, the sheath breaks apart and your heart opens to the suffering. And the smoke, the hotness, starts to vanish into the great space around your heart. And from this space spontaneously arises an outbreath of mercy and healing. And send a deep, cool, light, and spacious healing breath to your friend, to your beloved, to your person you care about. Let the outbreath flow through every pore of your body. Let this one's suffering remind you of the many others who find themselves suffering in the same way. This friend, this other person, is your connection to them. Breathe in their suffering. Let your heart break open. And then send them healing with your out-breath. Continue with this practice. Breathe in their suffering. Into your heart, that metal sheath, let your heart break open and send them healing with your out-breath. These are all iterations of the Tonglen meditation of giving and receiving mercy. And we are breathing in suffering, breathing out kindness, breathing in suffering, breathing out kindness. You know, starting with ourselves, then moving to others, and then opening the focus of our practice to the universe. Breathing in universal suffering, dissolving your own self-importance, and on your out-breath, giving away the clarity and the goodness to all beings who suffer. And this is the heart of the Tonglen practice. And you can really see your Enneagram style showing up here. You can see where you withhold, and you can see the areas where you feel generous. So this is cultivating mercy.